they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there.
Going in on the verse, cause I never been defeated and I won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't make it in my folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere, no. But they saying Luda's back. Yeah. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Luda Yak. Hey. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, down. Like strippers' booties go. Whoa. My verses still be serving, yeah. Tight like a million virgins. Yeah. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Yeah. Can't never count me out, no. Y'all better count me in. No. Got 20 bank accounts. Accountants count me in, make millions every year, but South champion. Cause all I do
is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Shell Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me loco. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull that bofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, you better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled, dope being sold, Snoopy in the hookie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, harder way, close them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the youth in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, get it back. Get the trick, jump the track. Bitch, I want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Down in the country.
Down in the country.
Down a lonely road, I don't know what it is.
found out they ain't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. If you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. Cause one thing that I found out, they ain't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah. Train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah. Baby, you can leave, yeah, but I'll never be alone. Soon as you walk right out the door, I call Kim up on the phone. Me, Kim, we don't fuss and fight. With Kim, I ain't never wrong. Or I might just go call Keisha, go get my party on. See, I know if I ever get hungry and I want me something good to eat, I can pick up my phone and call TT. She'll fix something nice and sweet. If you wanna leave, go ahead and leave, baby. But one thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. If you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. Cause one thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, this train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. That's right. I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. And I do apologize for the long music, man. But, hey, I got caught up for a moment. Got caught up. I like the music, man. Anyway, hey, y'all. How y'all doing out there? Glad to see everybody's coming back. Everybody's having well. Oh, man, I tell you. It feels funny, but we're going to get through the show today. All right. Yeah, we're going to get through the show today. Anyway, welcome, y'all. I am the host, Mr. Talk. You want to call in, talk to me, 347-838-8622. You can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Yeah. And, of course, you can find me all on the other little social media stuff, things that's going on. Yeah, you can find me on that as well. And chat room is open at www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And yeah, covered it all real quick, right? Of course I did. Anyway, y'all, hey, I'm glad to be back. I'm not even going on front. I'm glad to be back. Yeah, we had to take a little break. That's all I'm going to say. We had to take a little break. Oh, man. But I am ready. Today we got some good stuff to talk about. We're talking about Kyrie Irving. For those that didn't know, he got suspended. He's an NBA player. Got suspended for posting something on his Twitter page. Well, we'll talk more in depth about that in a little bit. And a few other things, maybe, if we get to it. Yeah, we're not going to rush through it. But we're going to talk our way through whatever we talk about. All right? So, but of course, y'all know, usually I don't ride by myself. So let me bring my co-host in, P. Ross, in the house. Oh, wow. That hit my ear. Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey,
I don't know what
how's everybody doing?
I don't know what you were doing. You're beating up my ears over here. I'm like, oh, Lord.
I just, I had the phone plugged in and I unplugged it. That's all that was.
Oh, okay. All right.
That might have been what it was.
Yeah, okay. So, you know what we're talking about today, Kyrie Irving. Real quick, give me your overall view.
I know they submitted an apology or what have you, if that's what you really want to call it. You know, I don't think that was necessary because I don't see that he did anything wrong. He just posted, hey, watch this movie. So regardless of what the content of the documentary, the movie, whatever it was, what makes that so different from posting anything else to say, hey, watch this. It never said that he was, as you say, trying to publish the movie or agreeing with what it said. He just posted it. So I don't see that there was a need for an apology. Regardless of the content, he was not promoting the content of the movie. He was just saying, "Hey, watch this." So I don't see the justification for the suspension, nor for the need for an apology.
Okay, let me ask you this question: once you put something on your page, right, does it imply that you are recommending that whatever that article or movie, whatever you're putting on your page, doesn't it imply that?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. You're just sharing it. You know, you're just sharing information. You're not saying, unless you specifically say, hey, there's a great movie, I think you need to watch it, then no. You're just sharing a link. You're just passing on information. That's the way I see it.
Well, how many people actually pass along information that they don't like or, you know, would like others to see? Like, say, things on Facebook. You see a saying or something, and you like it. You say, oh, yeah, I like that. Let me share it. And bam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Liking something doesn't mean that you agree with the entire message. That's what I'm saying. You can like something and you can like certain parts of something and you can share it because you might think that it might benefit some people who may have those opinions, but that doesn't mean you wholeheartedly agree with it. That's my thing.
Now, see,
you know, I understand I understand what your perception is and where you're coming from, but unless you emphatically know that 100%, then no. There's no need for an apology, no. There's no need, there was no justification for his suspension because this is what y'all thought he was saying, no.
Well, see, you said something in that whole thing that stood out right there. You said you still can recommend something, even though you may not like parts of it. Overall, you agree or you like the movie or whatever you're looking at, right?
Right, exactly.
So once again, we go back to, is it implied, since you did do that you like the movie, regardless of the pieces that you don't like?
Right.
Okay, now, so, in other words, unless you go and actually talk to me about it, you just look at that in the generalization and think, I like it, and I'm recommending it for other people.
And I'm promoting it, exactly. Exactly.
And basically, that's this is what happened to Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, no, I was asking those questions because, you know, you have to break it down, you know, to really get
right
to the good part of it. Now, let me ask you.
I understand that because you got to look, we got to at least try to be objective and look at both sides of the story. But objectively looking at it, it's like we're saying in a court of law, you're guilty before you even been tried. And that's what happened to him. You know, none of the evidence was taken into account. They just saw that he posted something that they didn't like because of the content. He didn't mention anything about it. He didn't say that he was promoting it or any of that. He just posted it, just posted a link. That's all he did. It would be up to those individual people to say, oh, let me go see what this is about. And they could judge for themselves. That's all he did. So what's the problem? Is it because he's a black man in America and we must let him know again what his place is? That you don't do stuff like this. It's the same thing going back to with the CRT stuff. You know, it's okay, you know, if we talk about anti-Semitism because of the Holocaust and everything, but nobody wants to discuss the history of African Americans in this country and the plight that we went through or our ancestors went through for those 400 or so years. But yet, they want to always throw in your face, oh, remember the Holocaust. Yeah, no. No. Now, if we're going to be fair, if we're going to be just, then we need to talk about the whole history, not pick and choose what's important and what's not. Because you're trying to disqualify the history of a whole race or classification of people, a whole entire ethnicity. So help build this country to where it is today. So no. And let's not even just talk about American slavery, because a lot of people say, okay, American slavery, but it was also other places. It wasn't just here. It was in the UK. It was in the Caribbean. You know, in all of those territories that had African slaves. So even though the Jewish people came, they say they came from all over. And don't get me wrong, it was a horrible thing to do, what Hitler did and his cronies, you know, and all of those who, including the United States, who protected those people after World War II, you know, who gave them asylum, who changed their names, who hid them in the open, okay? And they were not prosecuted for war crimes because they thought that they would be beneficial to the company because to the country because of the knowledge and their scientific advances that they had in genetics and in whatever, you know. So let's not negate that while you're talking about anti-Semitism, you know. Let's not forget that. So if you're going to say that this is being anti-Semitic in all of these things, then let's look at all those other contributors to this so-called great land that we live in.
Oh.
And quit leaving people out. Because when we look at the history, you know, the atrocities that were done to the Native American and others that were here, the Holocaust can't compare to that. Because y'all took everything from those people without any repercussions or any reparations to them or any repercussions to
hold
you
on.
That you did it.
Wait a minute, hold on before you go any further. Okay, so you're saying you put the Holocaust on one hand, slavery on the other, and if you compare the two, the Holocaust doesn't hold water to slavery.
I'm not saying it doesn't hold water to it, but it's not less than. That's what I'm saying. It's not less than. You know, how can you justify wanting to hide that history or not talk about that history or not teach that history, but yet you want to teach and want everybody to know about and everybody and keep up in the people's face about the Holocaust. And every time something come up, you know, it's anti-Semitic. No, you can't keep doing that. That's not right. That's not equity.
But why is
that's
that? Why is that allowed? Why is this so? I mean, why is it so easily frowned upon? You know, the mentioning of the Holocaust, you know, of the Jews, Jewish. Why is it so easily considered anti-Semitic?
As we all know. And as various actors, comedians, and different people have said, the Jewish community, they're the ones that are in power. If you control the money, you control the media. You control what gets out of there. You control what happens to people. And people may not want to believe it, but if you do the research, yes. For the most part, that is very true. They own the majority of the things that cause this country to run. So if you're going to, and the very entities that most of these people work in, you know, if we look at who owns the greater percentage of sports teams, it's definitely not us. See, so when you remain in the minority group, you don't have, or they don't allow you to have a voice in a lot of things. See? And no voice, and no voice means no power. Let's just be honest.
True. Those are true statements, but it only takes one. And you know, the other thing is, I hear you, what you're saying, and then you go back to looking at some of the things that Kanye, or Ye as he called himself these days, were saying. Not, and this is one of those instances that you just gave as an example. I don't agree with everything he says, but a lot of what he says makes a lot of sense. It really does.
And not even just recently. We can go back years. We can go back decades, you know, and see that this is a pattern in this country. It doesn't matter. Anytime the Jewish nation or the Jewish people is brought up and they think it's in a negative light, is always boycott, is anti-Semitism, and all of this.
Ooh, yes. And you know what, I've got a sound, I got a clip from Malcolm X being asked, was he anti-Semitic? And his response, I thought, was just outstanding. You know, you couldn't have answered it any better. That's my opinion. Of course, I'll play it for y'all here in a little bit. Also, we got Dave Chappelle and his monologue from Saturday Night Live that the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, found a problem with. You know, they actually said that it was, popularizing I can never say that word. Y'all know, so.
Anti-Semitism.
Yeah, that word right there. That word right there. You know. And as you said, you can go back, man, you can go back movies to certain movies and see it, you know, play out right there on the screen in front of you. But, you know, most people don't even think about it like that. You know, it's really interesting that there's just a small percentage of citizens and people or whatever you want to say that every time they see one word or one instant, there's a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know they came over to, I think they called it cancel culture or whatever, but that is part of the problem. Now, getting back to Kyrie, no, he shouldn't have been suspended. You know, actually, this is my opinion, of course. Nothing should have happened to the man. And then once he apologized, you should have left it alone. But no.
Should have left it alone. Exactly.
Then we get to get high mind and say, oh, I don't like the way he apologized. Okay, and get over it. He did what you asked him to do, apologize.
For doing nothing.
Doing nothing. Right. I wouldn't have apologized all sincerely either. I'm not even going to front on that. I wouldn't have. I'm like, really? I got to come here and apologize for something I posted on my page that I didn't say anything about? That's why I was asking about, is it implied once you put it there? You know, and that's where you get into these technicalities and all of a sudden, you know, because he didn't apologize. And he didn't get suspended by the owner originally. Well, he was suspended. Period. But with so much pressure and from the media and fans, and don't forget the NBA commissioner just happened to be Jewish. And, yeah, y'all remember you have to add that ISH on the back of it, okay? Then you'll be all right. But anyway, pressure on the owner, and the owner went ahead and suspended him. And not only did they suspend him, they gave him 5 things he had before he gets back, he's allowed to play, which from what I was looking at today, he's getting ready to play anyway. And I was looking at that, I'm like, wow, this is really sad. That's why I put the description buck busting. That's what I feel it is. You know, because you have to remember Kyrie during the pandemic refused to be vaccinated.
Yep, I remember that.
So that was the issue as well. Now, this part about him being a flat earther, I don't know. I don't know about that part of it. Only thing I do know, when you're on the ocean, you look out to the horizon, it looks flat. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, and believe what my eyes say, well, how to be it. Anyway, let me stop that. If somebody's going to say I'm a flat earther now. But anyway, so I think his previous discretions, as they would call them, or actions, kind of led up to them viewing it like that. And apparently, Kyrie is going through, because he's only 30 years old, okay? He's only 30. Right. So he's going through this phase in life I think all of us eventually go through, and as to finding out, who am I? You know, what am I? What is my fabric about? You know, where do I get some of the things I do and think about? And he's just, you know, looking at different things. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, nothing wrong with just stuff. Yeah. But for some reason, he just got singled out. You know, right after, of course, this was after Kanye talking about, let's go DEFCON 3 on Jews, which I don't know what that means.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes, I mean, like I said, some things he say make a whole lot of sense. But others, Yeah, I don't know. He's out there some dang on where.
Yeah, I think you had one too many drinks, and I just think you need to shut up. Whatever. You woke up out of a dream thinking you was playing some video game or something. I don't know.
Yeah. But I mean, he did say they control the record industry, financial, you know, abuse and black artists, you know.
Right. But they've been saying that for years.
Exactly.
Remember Michael? Remember Michael? Remember Whitney? Come on,
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, Michael
even,
showed.
Even TLC, when they came out with their little documentary saying they barely made, at the end of the day, they barely made $50,000. They couldn't even live.
So this is not one
person or one group of people that's making these claims. So there's something. There has to be some validity to what is being said. Whether the Jewish community like it or not, there has to be some validity to what is being spoken by these people. Because, hey, we will never know because we're not in that industry. But those who are in the industry, they apparently have valid points.
You know what? And with you saying that right there, I think this would be the perfect time to play that Dave Chappelle clip. You know,
mm-hmm.
if he's saying that monologue, because that is right into what you were just talking about. All right, y'all. So we're about to play a clip of Dave Chappelle and his stand-up monologue from this past weekend of Saturday Night Live. The ADL, they got upset with him about this too. Parler, you know, that little website for, you know, I guess the right, you know, them people that don't like regular government stuff and want their own chat rooms. But anyway, yeah, here's his stand-up, the whole 15 minutes, and we'll come back and talk about this because I really want your opinion. I want you to hear him say, give it, himself in his way. And we all know Dave Chappelle is a master of delivering stuff. So let's let him tell us about what's going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Chappelle.
Thank you very much for being here. But before I start tonight, I just wanted to read a brief statement that I prepared. I denounce anti-Semitism in all its forms. And I stand with my friends in the Jewish community. And that, Kanye, is how you buy yourself some time. I got to tell you guys, I've probably been doing this 35 years now. And early in my career, I learned that there are two words in the English language that you should never say together in sequence. And those words are the and Jews. I've never heard someone do good after they said that. He's gotten into some scrapes before. Normally when he's in trouble, I pull up immediately. But this time I was like, you know what? Let me see what's going to happen first. I just want to see where this is all going. I can't even remember how it started. Vaguely, I remember it started with a tweet, strange tweet. It was like, I'm feeling a little sleepy. I'm going to give me some rest, but when I wake up, I'm going to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews. And then he just went to bed. I was up all night worried. What is he going to do to the Jews? I grew up around Jewish people. I have a lot of Jewish friends. So I'm not freaked out by your culture. I know a little bit about it just from hanging around. I'd be like, yo, let's go out after school tomorrow. They'd be like, we can't go out. It's Sha-na-na tomorrow. I'd be like, where? What is Sha-na-na? I had so many questions. Why do some of your people dress like Run DMC? Kanye woke up from that nap. He went right to work. A year ago, I'd seen him on a podcast called Drink Champs. Well, great show. And it was an amazing appearance. Noriega and them were there, the rappers that I love, and they all had their gold chains and stuff on. And Kanye said, only millionaires wear chains. They said, what? He said, I'm a billionaire. Billionaires don't wear their money on their body. I tucked my chain and I said, oh, snap. It was good parents. It was fun and funny. But when he woke up, he went on Drink Champs again. This time, he was on one. He was mad about something. He said, I can say anti-Semitic things, and Adidas can't drop me. Now what? Adidas dropped that nigga immediately. Ironically, Adidas was founded by Nazis. And they were offended. I guess the students have passed the teacher. It's a big deal. He had broken the show business rules. It's just a rule. You know, the rules of perception. If they're black, then it's a gang. If they're Italian, it's a mob. But if they're Jewish, it's a coincidence, and you should never speak about it. Kanye got in so much trouble, Kyrie got in trouble. Kyrie Irving posted a link to a movie that he had seen on Amazon. No caption on the post or nothing like that, but apparently this movie had some, I don't know, anti-Semitic tropes or something. It was some weird title, like From Hebrew to Negro or something. And the NBA told me he should apologize, and he was slow to apologize. And then the list of demands to get back in their good graces got longer and longer, and this is where, you know, I draw the line. I know the Jewish people have been through terrible things all over the world, but you can't blame that on black Americans. You just can't. You know what I mean? Thanks to the one person that said me. A fair punishment would be you should just post the link to Schindler's List and y'all write your own captions. Kyrie Irving's black ass was nowhere near the Holocaust. In fact, he's not even certain it existed. I saw one news pundit screaming about Kanye. She said, mental health is no excuse for that type of language. Yes, it is, bitch. You can kill somebody if you're mentally ill. Listen, okay, I don't think Kanye is crazy at all. I think he's possibly not well. Well, I've been to Hollywood. No one's y'all to get mad at me. I'm just telling you, I've been to Hollywood. This is just what I saw. It's a lot of juice. Like a lot. But that doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean? There's a lot of black people in Ferguson, Missouri. Doesn't mean we run the place. I could see if you had some kind of issue, you know what I mean? You might go out to Hollywood and you might start connecting some kind of lines, and you could maybe adopt the delusion that the Jews run show business. It's not a crazy thing to think. But it's a crazy thing to say out loud in a climate like this. Now the midterms are over, and it's crazy climate. And I got to tell you, I feel like this midterm is like all of humanity depends on it. And it's an ominous sign. The most ominous sign of the midterms, I believe, would be Herschel Walker, who I don't want to speak badly of because he's black. But I have to admit, he's observably stupid. Even when he's not talking, his mouth be open a little bit like. He's the kind of guy that looks like he thinks before he makes a move on tic-tac-toe. And I'm watching the news now, they're declaring the end of the Trump era. Now, okay, I can see how in New York you might believe this is the end of his era. I'm just being honest with you. I live in Ohio amongst the poor whites. A lot of you don't understand why Trump was so popular, but I get it because I hear it every day. He's very loved. And the reason he's loved is because people in Ohio have never seen somebody like him. He's what I call an honest liar. Well, I'm not joking right now. He's an honest liar. That first debate, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a white male billionaire screaming at the top of his lungs, "This whole system is rigged," he said. And across the stage was a white woman, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, sitting over there looking at him like, "No, it's not." I said, "Now, wait a minute, bro. It's what he said." And the moderator said, "Well, Mr. Trump, if in fact the system is rigged, as you suggest, what would be your evidence?" Remember what he said, bro? He said, "I know the system is rigged because I use it." I said, "God damn." And then he pulled out an Illuminati membership card and chopped a line of cocaine up and put it right at the podium. No one ever heard someone say something that true. And then Hillary Clinton tried to punch him in the taxes. She said, "This man doesn't pay his taxes." He shot right back, "That makes me smart." And then he said, "If you want me to pay my taxes, then change the tax code. But I know you won't, because your friends and your donors enjoy the same tax breaks that I do." And with that, my friends, a star was born. No one had ever seen anything like that. No one had ever seen somebody come from inside of that house, outside, and tell all the commoners, "We are doing everything that you think we are doing inside of that house." And they just went right back in the house and started playing the game again. The Democrats are sore losers. I'm a Democrat, and I'm telling you, as soon as he won, they started saying all that he's colluding with Russia. It was very embarrassing as a Democrat, but as time went on, we all came to learn he was probably colluding with Russia. I even look at his wife different now. His wife is beautiful, no question about it, but she looks like the kind of chick that James Bond would smash but not trust. Documents to this house. What is this? This guy that's famous for not reading his press briefings, now all of a sudden he got 10,000 documents in his house and he can't get on his reading. I've been fired from jobs many times in my life, and I will be very honest with you. Sometimes I was fired. I stole things from the office. Staplers, computer mouses, all kinds of stuff. But you know what I never stole from work? Work. War in Ukraine brought it all into focus. And lucky for everybody in the Western world, the Ukrainians are way better fighters than we thought they'd be. I mean, these guys. God bless them. They're doing good. They killed 10,000 Russians the first week of the war. Even the Vietnamese were like, God damn, this is some good numbers. This is before they had weapons. Before we started sending them weapons, they was killing Russians with things you can find around the house. That whole country, Ukraine, is littered with traps like Home Alone. They were stepping on rakes and touching hot doing. I was like, ah! How is Russia losing to the Ukraine? That would be like America losing a war to Colorado. Now the midterms are over and everybody's awake. These new whites, man, they're like the whites. They're like newborn babies, just woke up. Everything white people are mad about, we've been on that. Man, I can't feed my family. Black people are like, we've been on that. Man, we can't trust the government. We've been on that. Man, we should dismantle the FBI. Word to Martin Luther King, bro. We've been on that. Nobody listens to me. When I tell these jokes, you ignore me. My first Netflix special, what did I say? I said, I don't want a sneaker deal, because the minute I say something that makes those people mad, they're going to take my sneakers away. And the whole crowd's like, ha, 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 ha. Well, now you see Kanye walking around L.A. barefoot with his chain out. Guy lost $1.5 billion in a day. $1.5 billion in a day. I saw that. I said, put your chain on, nigga. Welcome back. It shouldn't be this scary to talk about anything. It's making my job incredibly difficult. To be honest with you, I'm getting sick. Talking to a crowd like this. I love you to death. And I thank you for your support. And I hope they don't take anything away from me. Whoever they are. We got a great show tonight. Brooklyn's finest.
All right. There it was right there. His whole stand-up from Saturday Night Live. And I tell you, man, wasn't that a wonderful way to say the same thing those two did without saying it? That was like, man, that was just outstanding. I mean, that's the way I feel anyway. What do you think about it, P? Then we're going to bring our resident conservative in here, P. Yankee, and I know he got something to say. But what you think first there, P?
Yeah, that was very eloquent and straight to the point. It was.
I know. And it's just saying the same thing Kanye has said, Irving has said, and others, you know.
Yep.
And he just did it in a comedic way, and everybody was giggling and laughing. Well, until he started talking about Ohio, and they got kind of eerily quiet on that one. But other than that, you know, it's just amazing how you just pay attention to different things now than you used to. You know, and maybe that comes with age as you get wiser and older. And maybe, like I said, that's what Kanye, well, I don't know about Kanye. Well, I guess you can say, how old is Kanye? About 30, mid-30s?
I don't know.
But anyway, you know, he could be trying to find that answer too. I mean, especially since he lost his mother, he has been on a search for a whole lot of things. We ain't figured out exactly what they are yet, but it has something to do with the universe. We know that much. when he ain't hanging around Candace Owens. But anyway, as I said before, Pianki has been here for a moment, our resident conservative, right-wing conservative, I must say. and we're going to bring him in and get his thoughts on what we're talking about so far. All right, Pianki, I know you've been waiting, biting your lip. So what you got for me?
You know, I get paid to come on some talk shows. I tell you what, I'll send you to my PayPal that they send me for paying me to come on their talk shows and talk. But on Blog Talk Radio.
You're getting 0.0 amount of dollars.
Pardon me?
And we will respectfully pay you 0.0 amount of dollars for your participation, saying that we greatly appreciate it.
Well, I understand that. I don't, you know, a black American can walk anywhere in Africa and they won't get kidnapped compared to a European. You know why? Because they know ain't nobody going to pay no ransom to get them out, and you got to feed them and listen to all their rhetoric while you hold them. But that ain't the reason why I call.
I know. I heard a comedian tell that same joke. But anyway, go ahead.
That's the truth. I know it from experience. Look, you know, anti-Semite has nothing to do about the Holocaust. It was created in 1881. It was a word. It says one who seeks by political or other means to lessen the commercial, political, or social influence of the Jews. And that's what Mr. West was talking about and others. That's what Henry Ford wrote in 1920 in his book, International Jew, when he made mention that they are the problem. And also, anti-Semitic is really a language group. It's a language group of words. It consists of Berbic, Kemetic, Cushitic, Arab, Arab being not the only language, not on the African continent. And the Holocaust and slavery are two different things. Their Holocaust is about the putting people in concentration camps and killing them. Of course, that was in that country over in Germany. They do whatever they want to. Slavery was a legal affair. It has been going on in Africa since time immemorial. Matter of fact, Africa taught the rest of the world.
Wait a minute, did you say it was legal?
What, slavery?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was legal.
Okay.
It's been going on since time immemorial.
Okay. Go ahead.
And where is your kneelers? Where is all them kneelers at?
Kneelers?
Where they at?
What's a
kneeler? Your Kaepernick. Your Kaepernick kneelers that kneel during the national, is not they, don't you consider what's going on to Mr. Irvin and West to be terrible? And to say that he put something he put on his Twitter page wasn't all that bad, but they didn't say that about Donald Trump, what he put on his Twitter page. Is not Turner about fair justice, fair play?
No. See, those two are totally different. Because, see, once Trump puts something on his page, he has to add a paragraph behind it to explain why he put it on his page. In this instance, Kyrie Irving did not put anything. He just posted the movie advertisement, and that was it. He didn't write anything else.
Maybe he didn't know how to write a paragraph. But don't they say that these athletes go through school and all they do is practice sports?
That was his sole intention to post the link and not a paragraph.
Well, here's the point. Where is your NAACP? Where is your Jesse Jackson and everybody else? You got these black men that's being persecuted and everything. Where are they at? The NAACP is going to give out energy the Spin Guard Award. The Spin Guard Award, which is an award based on a Jewish person. Margaret Springer, one of the founders of the NAACP, was Jewish. And, you know, here's another thing. There's a difference between Jew the religion and Jew the club. Those owners of those teams are the club. That's what they are, and they hide under the wing of anti-Semitism. That's what they do. And they do it with blacks because blacks, most of them, now I ain't say all of them, not even most, they chumps. Like I said before, where is the athletes, the black athletes in the NBA, why come they not kneeling and wearing black arm patches for Kanye West and Irving? Where they at? Everybody get quiet.
Well, P. Yankee, I was waiting until you got finished because, you know. Now, what I'm about to say is that I can't tell you where they're at because maybe they really not all that concerned about it, honestly, because if they were, I'm quite sure they would have spoke up. Now, as far as all those kneelers were, when you bring it up, Colin Kaepernick, now, they were kneeling because of the police brutality and all of the murders on African-American and Black American, in America. That was the purpose of that. It was not to disrespect the veterans as the narrative was twisted to mean. No, it was never about that. The protest was about police brutality and the killing of African Americans in this country without little or no recourse at that time. That was to draw attention to that. Now, since there some of those things, not all of it, that situation has been a little better. I would say it has been resolved because still happening. It's just not reaching the media as much as it was previously. So no, they're not finna kneel because one player got suspended or got fined for anti-Semitism. They're not going to kneel for that. I don't think there would be a need to. Let me say this.
What's your name again? Miss Ross.
Let me hear from you. Hold on, Pianki. Hold on. You know, I heard what Ross said, and to a certain extent, she is correct. However, you know why those groups aren't anywhere and getting involved in this? It is like Kanye said earlier. That's a group you don't mess with, regardless of who you are.
You mean the Jews?
Yeah, you don't mess with them. And then,
All right, let me add this. Hold on.
Now, Shaq called Irving an idiot. Barkley said he should have been suspended. Now, here's the thing about that. And LeBron gave some half-behind statement that, you know, was in between condemning him or not condemning him. So those are the stars that you talk about.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm. You have to remember that majority of the NBA owners are Jewish or have some kind of Jewish backing. All right. Now, Charles Barkley and Shaq just got extended for like $100 million or whatever on TNT. You think they're going to come out and jeopardize that? No. LeBron.
Let me say something.
So that
before
is
it skips my mind. Point. Did you know Helen Thomas?
No, I don't know. Who is Helen Thomas?
Helen Thomas was a longtime White House correspondent, news correspondent. She went back all the way through the Kennedy era. I think she's dead now. She came out and said that the Jews need to go back to Europe, go back where they came from, go back to Germany. That's what she said. She didn't have to go through no sensitivity training. She didn't have to pay a fine. Back in 1957, the prime minister of Egypt, Nasser told them that you left here black and came back white. That sounds like an anti-Semite statement to me. Anwar Sadat told Benatin. And no, it wasn't his name. I can't think of his name. He told the Israeli prime minister that you may have built bagels, but you didn't build the pyramids. As I said before, what happened with Irving, because Irving do whatever he wants to. Irving don't got hooked up with this group that's saying that all blacks are Hebrew, which is just not true. It is just not true, but they fall into it. Another point. These young people nowadays don't consult with their elders because these arguments have been argued before as early as the 1970s at an event called United Nations Symposium on the Peopling of Egypt, where you have representative on one side, check out a Diop and Theophile Obenga, and you had about 22 scholars around the world on the other side. So that's the big problem. And so here's another thing. I'm going to tell you this.
So if they have the title scholar behind their name or in front of their name, that makes them experts on something? Come on now.
That's why the United Nations called them. That's why the United Nations called them. UNESCO, yeah. United Nations Educational Symposium Fund. That's why they called them. Why are you paying attention to that anyway? There's two Jews. There's Jews the religion and Jews the club, like I told you before. And nobody's talking about the religion. Anybody can be part of religion. Is not Sammy Davis Jr. a Jew? How about Whoopi Goldberg? Huh? Think.
Okay. What about her? Yeah, think. They're black, right?
Yeah.
They don't have nothing to do with the color of their skin. It's not about skin color. It's not about skin color. It's about political affiliations. Is not Herschel Walker black? And look what you're calling him. It's about political affiliation. Look at Tim Scott over in South Carolina. Is he not black? Look how you treat him.
Look at the dumb stuff he do.
Where is the Congressional Black Caucus? The Congressional Black Caucus who take money from private prisons like Core Civic and Neo out of Florida. Where is, again, the athletes? The athletes who invest their money in these companies like J.P. Morgan Chase, they invest their money in Trump Holdings, the police union pension fund, Wells Fargo.
Wait a minute. Okay, and I explain why the majority of them not going to come forward and say anything, which is the point. Which is the point?
Well, they do come forward because they try to get you involved in this stuff. Here's who they invest in. Listen at this. They invest in Vanguard, BlackRock, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Trump Holdings, South Africa during the apartheid ages, teachers' pension fund plans, and police pension plans.
What is the point, Yankee?
Let me tell you what the point is. This is a whole bunch of BS. Another bull crap. And people are falling for it. And then also, if you didn't like it, why come you're not going out buying the book and marching down the street and holding it up in your hand if you against what they're doing to you?
Well,
you should be protesting.
Hold on. No.
You're way off the subject.
Because here goes the protest, because as soon as black folk take to the street, here come the water cannons and the tear gas and what have you.
Nobody going to come with no, they didn't do it when they were burning stores.
And the rubber bullets and all of that stuff.
It don't have to be black folks, it can be whites who's against it too. But they burned 500, and they had 502 riots, nobody got shot with no water cannon.
Wait, let's go back. We getting way somewhere else right now.
That's not even what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The things that went on, and I agree with you, what they said really wasn't no big deal, I don't think, but the thing is that you get bamboozled. Blacks are bamboozled.
Now you ain't taking
that's
that.
Exactly what they are.
Bamboo.
And don't go into the religion. Wait a minute. Don't go into the religion thing. Somebody told me about Noah's three sons. They using myths to try to put out there in an argument. Always reserving to the myth.
I don't know anything about Noah's three sons. I have no idea about what you're talking about right now.
But honest, you know, to be truthful with you, to come back down when I'm sitting down. No, I wouldn't. What's going on with them actually is racist, what they're doing to him. But nobody want to call it that. But what I want to point out to y'all is that you see how your organization.
Stop for a minute. So you do agree that what they're doing to Kyrie Irving is wrong?
Yes, I agree that it's wrong. But I also agree
You know, when he said that he was sorry, that should have been it. We're on play ball. Well, here's another thing. Athletes that's making that kind of money, they should stay the hell out of politics. Because where else would you have a chance? And it's only a few of them. You know, less than 1.6% of those that play college ball make it to the NBA, and less than 2% that play college ball make it to the NFL. But that's not the point. Look at all through that year since they started paying peewee ball all the way up through that. And look at the thousands and thousands and thousands that don't make it to the big stage. Look at the thousands and thousands and thousands concentrated too much on sports and didn't have no academic education. Now, where are they?
To do with Kyrie Irving?
It's because what he's doing, he shouldn't have been doing.
Not necessarily, because there's always free speech. It's nothing. The man.
No, it's not free speech.
The man didn't do anything wrong. He didn't even say anything. He posted.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, then if he didn't do nothing wrong, where is his help from other black organizations? And free speech does not prevail in private industries.
You know.
We got to stop putting out this information that's not true.
That's what I said. He did not do anything wrong because he didn't even say anything. He posted.
He must have said something wrong. If not, there's no challenge coming from any of the outside. Nobody's stepping up to help him.
And they must realize they don't have a fight.
And
that has no bearing on it because nobody's stepping up to help him. That has no bearing on it. Maybe he never even requested help. Maybe he never reached out to nobody. Maybe those other organizations didn't even see this as a problem and didn't even see a need to get involved because it's just this one person. More than likely.
You had a case in St. Louis where a black woman.
Excuse me. I cannot tell you why these other black-oriented or African-American-oriented organizations that's supposed to run to every black woman's or every black man's rescue. I can't tell you why they didn't do anything or get involved in it. For the most part, as you said, if it's politics, if it's not enough, big enough scandal or there's no money to be made, well, you doggone right, they're not going to get involved because they've got to get something out of it. This is
well, you know, let me say this. I've seen a case in St. Louis where a black woman wore a badge and say, I love being black to work, and they fired her. Well, the NAACP was all up in that, the St. Louis chapter, all up in it.
Okay.
But here's something that's on the news.
Well, apparently she contacted somebody. She got their attention some kind of way. Okay? With this thing here, hey, there's really, honestly, what is there to gain for them getting involved? Let's just be honest.
Oh, it's
what
a lawsuit. It would be an arbitrary lawsuit, and they would get paid. That would be
necessary.
In the settlement.
Not necessarily. Not with Kyrie Irving. I don't think so.
No.
You know when Al Sharpton comes and do eulogy, you know how much he charged? $35,000.
Okay.
Well, Al Sharpton,
when he comes and stand on the podium, like in the Highway 70 shutdown in St. Louis some years ago.
The thing is that when he comes for those offenses that affect the African-American community as a whole, not one person.
Well, no, this does affect, because look at his following. See, that's why Kanye, you want to wonder what the reason why Kanye West was so valuable? Because he had a large following that he could put Adidas shoes out in front of his following. The same way with LeBron James. He's got a large following. You remember Adidas came out with those tennis shoes that had the ankle breakers?
Irving.
You remember when Adidas came out with those tennis shoes that had the ankle bracelets on them, which indicated slavery? People came out and hollered all up and down about that and made them take them off. There's still some floating around. They got ankle braces around. What I'm saying is this, is that hypocritical. People pick and choose. In the long run, it's just it's funny. Anyway, thank you very much.
All right. You know what? The bottom line is you agree. What they're doing to Kyrie Irving is wrong. That's all I was trying to get you to say. That's all I was trying to get you to say. And believe it or not, Kyrie Irving has just as large a following as LeBron and the others. I mean, he's been in movies. He Uncle Drew. And maybe that was the issue. He had so many people following him.
Well, I don't know.
But I still say the reason NAACP and a lot of people aren't involved, number one, they know they can't win it. And number two, it's too much invested on the back end side that they're just not going to jeopardize that. You know, it basically comes to making a decision. You know, am I going to mess up my money? You know, or I'm just going to keep quiet about this. And if they ask me, I'm just going to give a blasé answer. And hopefully that'd be good enough. Remember Dave Chappelle when he first stepped out that little note he read that he wrote?
Uh-huh.
And tell, what he said, Kanye, this is how you buy a little bit more time.
Uh-huh.
You see, he apologized. It wasn't serious. It wasn't all mushy-mushy. And then he went on. You know, the interesting about that stand-up monologue was when they rehearsed it earlier, that wasn't what he said. That wasn't the monologue he used. He used it to get past the NBC censors.
Mm-hmm.
So when he just said tonight to do his monologue, they all were surprised.
Right.
But, you know, it couldn't have been too bad. They didn't cut him off.
They did not.
They did not cut him off. So.
They did not.
Yeah, but, you know, as far as Kyrie, you know, I really think it's bad. And don't forget, for those that have been around a long time, Chris Jackson, I think he played for the Warriors for a little while. He played for one of the West Coast teams, and he changed his name to he converted to Islam, and he refused to stand for the national anthem. And this way before Colin Kaepernick. And the NBA fined him and suspended him again, cost him $30,000. And from that point on, he bounced around for a couple of years, then he was gone. Craig Hodges. I know y'all remember Craig Hodges. He ran with Michael Jordan and the Bulls. He got a little bit too political. And next thing you know, I mean, he won the three-point contest. And next thing you know, he was gone. Because he gave President Bush's a note. Yeah, it was in 90, so it had to be Bush 1. Gave him I think it was Bush 1. Let me look at my notes real quick. But anyway, and he gave him a note saying he ought to treat crime in the hood like in a foreign policy, you know, and stop it. And next thing you know, he was out. And he actually, as Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson, they boycott a playoff game right after the Rodney King beating. Yeah, they turned him down. They turned him down. So that goes to show if they have a lot of stuff in to lose, a lot of them are not going to step up. And, you know, at that time, Magic and Michael were the face of the NBA. So, you know, if they would have boycotted, that would have been interesting in itself. Yeah. Let's see. Here it is right here. Yeah. He wanted to protest game one of the 1991 NBA Finals between the Bulls and the Los Angeles Lakers. This is right after the Rodney King beating in Los Angeles. And after the Bulls won the 91 championship, Hodges and his teammates were invited to the White House by then President George H.W., George I. And, Hodges wore a dashiki and wrote a letter to Bush detailing the racism black Americans was facing in the country at the time. Mm. So, yeah. Yeah. So the NBA, in other words, the NBA has a history of anything like that, that they're shutting it down. They're shutting it down. With the, I mean, and these guys here, they did a little bit more. Well, I don't know if it's converting to a different religion. Oh, I forgot. He didn't stand for the national anthem. I forget. They're serious about that national anthem. Now, I think that's the one. Look, I think that's the one thing that'll get you more in trouble than messing with the Jews, not standing for the national anthem. Oh, Ross, I ain't going to get in trouble for that, am I?
I don't know.
Think about it. Look how crazy the whole country got when Colin Kaepernick took a knee.
Right.
I mean, really, you know, only about half, well, not really many people really care about this Kyrie Irving thing besides those that watch the NBA, the Jewish, some in the Jewish community, you know, and people like me, they like to report on it. But other than that, that's it. That's it. So it's interesting when you start looking at that and comparing, you know, the different things. You're like, wow. So this way is more important to that, you know, how you're going to be treated. Whoops.
Right.
That is crazy. All right, let's see. Ross, I think you can handle this one. Pianki in the chat room put Revelation chapter 3 and 9. Behold, I will make them the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and know that I have loved thee. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not. But as a synagogue of Satan, then get rid of the KJV Bible. The team is coming into Lake West Place. Throw the Bible away. Okay, well, I don't know at all about throw the Bible away. But Ross,
what revelations? Who now? What is he talking about? Where is this supposed to be?
Revelation 3 and 9. Apparently, what it's basically saying: if you say you're a Jew and you are not, you're going to hell. That's interesting in itself. All right, Pianki, I'm open your mic. I want to hear this one. So
those verses in Revelation 2 and 9 and 3 and 9 are anti-Semitic. So these Bibles that is being used to instruct and indoctrinate blacks in the black church and everybody else, they need to be thrown away.
See, now you're taking the scripture out of context, because that's not even what it means. He's talking about this is in Revelation. This scripture is talking to the Church of Philadelphia, which is a Jewish church from the beginning. This
regardless,
is a Jewish church that he is
regardless
talking to,
is what it's
and
saying.
He is saying, and what he is saying, that those of you who do not obey the laws of God but profess that you are, you're lying.
Well, what did they say? And then what did they say? What was being said in the book from Hebrews the Negroes? You took it out of context too, right? See, here's the thing. You can't have it both ways.
I did not take any. I haven't even watched it, so I ain't took nothing out of context.
It was a book.
Okay, it was a book. And
it was.
Did you read the book?
No.
Did you read the book?
Didn't I just say I didn't read any of that? The only thing that I said was that regardless, the man just posted it for people to watch the documentary, the movie, or whatever it was. That's all he did. He didn't say he agreed with it. He did not say he didn't agree with it. That is what I said. I had no comments about Roland Dalton, about Dalton's book, or about the movie, because I didn't.
Well, here's the point.
But what I do know is that in 1946, there were several thousand Ethiopian Jews that were flown to Israel in fighter planes, big planes, that they brought all these people from Ethiopia to Israel that are still there today. They are Jews. They are black. So,
well, here's the thing.
Excuse me. I'm still talking. So when we're talking about, for lack of a better word, the ethnicity of the Jewish people is not just of the Caucasian persuasion. It's not just that.
Well,
contrary to popular belief.
NASA said they left black and came back white.
You know.
And here's another thing. You talk about Operation Moses and Operation Abraham. And when they took the Falashas out of Gondor, I've been to Gondor. And when the males got there, they had to be recircumcised. I don't know how the hell you do that. Nobody complained about that.
But nobody knew about that.
You got a group of blacks, Ben Carter and them, left out of Chicago, went to Liberia, almost starved to death, trekked into Israel to form what's now called Dimona. And it took them forever to be recognized by the Israeli government. Nobody complained about that. Where was Negroes then?
Okay.
What I'm saying is this. They two-faced it, Mr. Talk. They are two-faced and they are hypocritical. When I come out of their mouth, I don't pay no attention to, and I would tell you this. You had better not pay no attention to it also. I'll see you later. Thank you.
Who's hypocritical? See, you're going a lot of, as you say, you're going a lot of who and they. Who are who and they?
Let me tell you who's hypocritical. I'm going to send this to you in your email. Those that kneel, just like I told you, they kneel for one thing, and the people that they are complaining about, they turn around and give them their money to invest and make riches off of. That's who. Look at Al Sharpton with the incidents that happened in Crown Heights. When black kids used to walk through Crown Heights, the Jews used to chase the hell out of them. One time, they chased one young black male out on the interstate, and he got killed. Where was the outcry? Negroes are hypocritical, and they bamboozle. Look, man, it's after 4 o'clock. I'll talk to you later. And by the way, make sure you get my name right. It's spelled P-I-A-N-K-I. That was Pianki talking.
Well, yeah, we know that.
I'll see you later, Ms. Ross. No harm done.
All right, sir. Have a good evening.
Okay. Man, that was a lot of stuff that just helped prove the point, what we was trying to say. Didn't it?
It did.
I mean, I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, I can't disagree with that, but that's part of what we're talking about right now. So thank you, Pianki, for helping me prove a point. Even though you're naming all this stuff out, like, you know, it's very interesting, though, for Leo to say you left Egypt black, you came back white. That's not a compliment.
That is not.
That is not a compliment. Now, as far as the Hebrew Israelites, that's the group that Pianki was talking about. I can't say much on them. I know they deal a lot with the Old Testament. I know that much. Okay. Now, the poverty law people, you know, that you know, give you definitions of what each group is. They had this long write-up. Well, it started out like this, and it ended up like this. And as in everything else, you have groups that splinter off and form their own little factions and whatever. And some of them are.
That is definitely true.
Yeah, and some of them are definitely a little more radical than others. Just depends on what side of what your belief is.
Right.
But the thing is, they are entitled to put their views out there just like everybody else. You don't have to agree with it. You know, regardless of what anybody says, there's always truth in everything if you're willing to find it. You know, and like Ross said earlier, it's the same thing with the CRT. critical race theory that everybody got up in arms about. What is wrong with just putting the truth out there? If you believe it, you believe it. If you don't, okay, you don't. But there may be some pieces in there that you, oh, okay. Excuse me. Okay. I didn't know that. Huh. And it intrigued you enough to where you go and start doing your own research, and you'd be surprised at what you learn.
Right.
You know, and that's with any quote-unquote religion. But you've got to be willing to be, have an open mind when you do it. If you go there with your mind already closed, you just be out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think, you know, what's that old saying, Ross? A wounded dog cries the loudest.
Right.
Yeah. So, and you know, it's been too much said over the years about Hollywood and the entertainment industry. But, you know, I'm going to play this. Ooh, Ross, we almost forgot about Malcolm X clip.
Yeah, go ahead and play that.
Yeah, it's only about 55 seconds. All right, so here's what Malcolm had to say when they asked him about whether he was anti-Semitic. I got the word right.
Are you anti-Semitic? Anti-Semitic. You've many of the things that I've read about you, and you've made a mention a couple of times about the Jews and everything, and I'm wondering if you are personally anti-Semitic.
No. How can I be anti-Semitic when the Arabs are semi, half the Muslim world is Semitic? If I was anti-Semitic, I'd be anti-Arab and anti-everything else. No, I think this, that in this country, there's one mistake that the Jews make. They put themselves in a position where whenever anybody gives an objective analysis of the role that they play, they defend themselves by accusing you of being anti-Semitic. And a Negro is not anti-Semitic when he says that the man who's exploiting him in his community is white, because it is a white man who owns all the stores. Now, is it an accident that these whites who own these stores are Jewish? If it's an accident, then the fact that he says the Jew on the corner is exploiting me isn't an anti-Semitic statement. It's just more descriptive of the man who's exploiting him.
And that's how Malcolm explained it. Can you get any simpler than that?
Right. I know. You can't get no clearer than that.
1964. That's when that interview was done. 1964 at a radio station. I think it was in Philadelphia. Yeah. And here we are, 2022. And bam, it's the same principle. I mean, the same practice. The same practice, just like he just discussed, they explained. Just one of those wonderful things. What you beating up over there?
I'm typing.
Oh, okay. Well then, okay. So, anyway, so that's the thing on Craig Hodges. I mean, Kyrie Irving. Excuse me.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you got, this past week, in fact, Kyrie put out another apology that's very interesting. It says, I was not put here on earth to participate in any religious, political wars or incite racial disharmony, prejudice within communities. We are all equal under the sun, and I am here to participate in the building of an equal world and follow the word from the Most High, God. Yeah. Now, when a lot of people in mainstream media read this, only thing they stop at the Most High, which is then I found that very interesting. And yeah, they stop at the Most High. They won't say God or Yah. Definitely won't say Yah. Yeah. They're like, okay. I guess it sounds a little bit more than that. Yeah. But yeah. So that's what's going on. And I don't know how many of y'all wait a minute, before I go any further. Ross, you got something you want to talk about? You know, I've just been rambling on. And,
well, pretty much, I've voiced my opinion on everything. The thing is, like, you know, P. Yankee brought that scripture up, you know, in the Bible, in Revelation, totally out of context, because it's talking about the different churches. It's talking about the Church of Philadelphia. And it was talking about the works of that particular church. Now, when it's saying that some of you say that you are Jews and you are not, he's talking about the way you're living. You saying that you are Jew, but you're not honoring the Jewish tradition, the things that God and the law of Moses set out. Now, so I don't get the point that I don't understand what point he was trying to make it at that, you know, at that, and he didn't give me a lot to go on off of that, you know. So actually, you know, he's talking about the Church of Sardis when he says, "I know your works, and I know what you haven't done." So when he's talking about, "Behold, I will make of them," it starts at verse 7, and it says, "Unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth and no man can open. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan." See, he's not talking about the worshipers. He's not talking about those who are obeying his will. He's talking about those who are without, those who are coming against the church. He said, "I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews that have not and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." So all of those people who are allowing the enemy to influence them to come against my people, I will deal with them. He's not talking about the Jews. He's not talking about the people with in church community that he is specifically speaking to. So, you know, we have a tendency, people have a tendency to take things out of context, and we get one scripture and we run with it without really getting a revelation of what it is saying exactly to the church. Because the Church of Philadelphia, they were obeying God's rules. They were a prosperous church. See, and this is Christ talking to them and telling them, this is what I am going to do. I see your works. I see what you have done. But for those who are coming against you, this is what I would do. I know you have a little bit of strength because you've been fighting all these people coming against you, but don't worry about that no more. See? Don't worry about that no more. He said, "I will make those of the synagogue of Satan." Apparently, the Christian in Philadelphia, they were being persecuted by the synagogue. Because if you remember, when Christ came, he had to fight against the scribes and the Pharisees because there was only one God, that was Jehovah God, and they did not believe that he was the Son of God. He died for professing who he was. So there are these Jewish people in the synagogue who are persecuting these Jews who believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, they didn't have a spiritual connection to what Christ was saying. So if you remember back in Matthew, he told them, he said, if you were indeed Abraham's son, you would not have rejected me. So they were protected. Hey, we Jews, because we come from the seed of Abraham. But Christ told them, no, you're not. No, you're not. Because if you did, you would have knew me and you would know my father. But because you are not the seed of Abraham, you don't know me and you don't know my father. See, you say you are Jews, but you are not. So it's a spiritual thing. It's just not being born into. It's not a natural thing. this is what Christ was talking about, and this is what that scripture that he brought up in Revelation is talking about.
Woo! Now that is clarity. I know he was barking up the wrong tree when he started doing that. Thank you so much for that explanation.
Woo!
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Mark Cuban, he owns the Dallas Mavericks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the coolest owners out there. You know, he really is. But he had this interesting to say, and I found it very interesting. Just listen to what he had to say. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. But at the same time, if there was just some dude on the street corner saying what Kyrie said or Kanye said, you would just assume they're crazy and keep on walking. But when they are a celebrity, you can't do that. You have a platform, so people pay attention. I don't think Kyrie has got a bad heart, but I think he's definitely not educated about the impact it has, and that's part of the process.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I understand that.
Yeah. Especially this part here where they say, you can't do that. You have a platform, so people, you got that, right?
And that is a valid point.
Yes,
but
it is.
But I still say he added no words to it. He just put it out there.
Well, just him putting it out there, maybe. Let's think about it. Because I was asking somebody about the film, you know, Hebrews the Negroes, Wake Up Black America. And they said, yeah, I watched it for $1.49. I said, $1.49? I said, it's on Amazon for $11, $12. He started laughing. I'm like, so think about just not him posting, with him posting and them suspending him for posting it. Just think about all that money that's been made off the movie. You know, because everybody's curious about exactly what are these bad parts. And I'm sure it's only like 30 seconds or so of
But that's the fallout. But let's now let's be honest. Let's look at what you just said. You said everybody gonna wanna look into it to see what these bad parts are. If the Anti-Defamation League wouldn't have brought no attention to it, people wouldn't be going on there to see exactly what the hoopla is all about. Oh, whoa, what's
right.
the bad about that movie? Now you got people going searching and finding it. They would have just left it alone.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have got all that attention.
Mm-mm.
So now is it now let's look at it now. Let's look at it objectively. Now, is it because he posted it, or is it because the Anti-Defamation League made such a big ruckus about it that people really got interested in it and started looking at it?
I'll take the latter for 100, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. This movie been out since 2018, the book since 2014, and I never heard of it.
Exactly my point. That's it right there.
I mean, many movies that I scroll through, I've never seen it. So now all of a sudden it's there. And when this first happened, my question was, why didn't they go after Amazon? They didn't want to get it up there on the site.
Mm-hmm.
But I read earlier this week that now they're trying to get start a petition to get it pulled from Amazon. It's too late now. It's too late. Too late. You know how many people done bought that dang old movie, probably downloaded it. So you can pull it all you want to. You done messed up now, because I'm sure it's going to be on the internet for everybody to see somewhere. So that's the other angle of it. Also, that really is. But, man, Kyrie got the bum deal. But from what I understand, he's supposed to be playing sometime this week or this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But, here were the five things he needed to do. A public apology recognizing the film as anti-Semitic. Woo, that's twice I said it. of course, he apologized originally. And that's where everything started at, because they felt like his apology wasn't sincere enough. And that's where everything started rolling downhill with the suspension and stuff like that. How you gonna tell me? I mean, really? You said I needed to apologize. I did. I met your criteria. No, that wasn't good for the NBA. An apology for supporting the film, which he just put it up there. He didn't say whether he supported it or not. But I'm going back to the implying part of it, and the falsehoods within it. Okay, the falsehoods within it. They didn't say the whole movie was false, but they just had some falsehoods in it. So is that like an acknowledging that, yeah, some of it is kind of true, but you got to figure it out. But some of it ain't so true. Huh, that's a thinking moment right there, y'all. That's a thinking moment. And let's see, three. Training sessions on the dangers of hate speech. Now, I'm sure Kyrie Irving, being a black man from our, where is he from? Australia. He was born in Australia, but grew up here in the States. Now, let's think about that. You think he need a lesson on hate speech? Really?
I don't think so. No.
Really? You think he really needs that lesson? number four, meetings with Brooklyn Jewish leaders. And five, donate 500. See, there's always a money amount attached somewhere. Donate $500,000 to the ADL to combat anti-Semitism. Okay, now the interesting thing is, him and them Nets agreed to donate the $500,000, right? Before any of this took place, and after he gave his first apology, the ADL president said, nope, we didn't like that. We're not accepting your donation either. But yet they still made it a piece of the what he needed to do before he can play again. You know, that's just crazy. But, it's no different than what Al Sharpton does or Jesse Jackson. You know, they go and show up on these places and they stand there, rah, 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 rah. And on the backside, they work deals to where they get paid, or get donations to their little groups or what have you. It
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
You
and
are.
Where's the Congressional Black Caucus? Hey, the Congressional Black Caucus can't even do their daily job in Congress. What makes you think they're going to stand up and say anything here? They have no power. Keep saying that. People don't. It's good to say, yeah, we got a group of black folk in Congress that have their own committee, but they have no juice. Obviously, the NAACP doesn't have any juice. It would have been better if LeBron or some of the stars, LeBron, who else? Kevin Durant, his own teammate star, would have came out and said something. You know, in his favor. But they didn't either. They just passed up. All right, Ross. Mm-hmm. What are you eating with
that? I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you tight hard. But yeah. So when you think about it like that, but like everything else, it'll blow over until his, he do something else. Now, as I said before, Kanye, it's one of those things. He says some things that make sense, and some things he just be out there. He fussed at Farrakhan for standing up for him, saying he considered that a slight. Now, that's somebody else that I listen to. I don't agree with everything he says, but he says some things that makes a whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
See, and, it's not about being, Muslim or anything like that. If it's the truth, it's the truth.
Right.
Whether it's against, the blacks, the whites, the Asians, the Jews, the Native American, if it's the truth, it's the truth.
Right.
Right.
That is right. True. If it's the truth, it's the truth.
Yeah. So stop getting upset. But I just love the way Dave Chappelle did it, though. He basically repeated everything that's been up in the air and made those people in the audience laugh about it.
Right.
And they didn't even realize what was really going on, probably, over 90% of them. probably never realized he was just repeating the same stuff, just in a different manner. Sometimes it's about delivery. Sometimes
it is.
Yeah.
And like they say, you know, that's just comedy. In comedy, you talk about everything, and people laugh. You sitting there talking about them, and they laughing. Why? Because it's funny. It's comic relief. You can't take everything in life so seriously, because remember, pressure busts pipes. You go crazy. You talking about a nation having mental issues if you took everything so seriously all the doggone time. Come on now. But when you got these watchdoggers everywhere watching over everything everybody says and want to blow it all out of proportion, it causes rifts and it causes controversies unnecessarily. And that's the thing. Some things, you know, can pass and okay, whatever, and nobody really cares. It only becomes a big issue when you start pointing fingers and bringing it to everybody's attention. Because if they would have just left the man alone and it was never brought to anybody, nobody would even care.
Mm-mm.
Maybe a handful of people would have said, "Oh well, what is this?" When they looked at it, like, "Yeah, no, I ain't interested." But because you made it into this whole big old controversial thing. Now everybody want to see what is the controversy about.
Say it ain't so. Yep, that's it. All right, Ross. Well, you typing up some stuff right now. 6 minutes left, so we're going to get out of here. You know, being our first time back, you know, we can't overdo it. Can't overdo it. So give me some last words.
Hey, you know, I done said all I got to say. Just the main thing is just respectful. Be respectful of others and to yourself, and realize everybody got their own personal issues that you may not even know they might be dealing with. You say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, just simple as cutting somebody off in traffic. That, like I say, pressure bust pipes. Learn to be courteous. Learn to treat people like you want to be treated, and this would definitely be a better world.
Wow. That was so profound. Woo-hoo! All right. All right. Thank you, Rob.
You're so special.
Oh, speaking of being special, y'all, hey, say congratulations to me. Say congrats. I passed to the ninth grade, so I got one more year under my belt. Woo-hoo! All right. So.
Father, help him, Lord. Help him. Somebody.
Yeah.
Help.
We're going to get up out of here, man. I just want to say, hey, sometimes just let it go, all right? Sometimes just let it go. Look at it a little deeper, and you see it's not as bad as people make it seem. That's all I can say. I tell y'all all the time. Before I bring y'all anything, trust me, and Ross can verify that, man, I've been and went through a whole bunch of stuff before I finally put my notes together on things. Don't I, Ross?
We got 4 pages of stuff just from today.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only thing we basically talked about was Kyrie.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That was it.
So yeah. We got it all.
We do the research. Yeah.
Right, because I want it from every angle, so I can tell you what's true and what's not. And yeah, I know it, y'all. He running again. Okay, that's it. I said it, so nobody was like, "Well, you ain't mentioned it." I mentioned it. He running again. Okay. Anyway, get out of here. Thank y'all for hanging out with us today. And Ross, you think this should be a good day for the show? A new day for the show?
Yeah, I think it'll be all right. Yeah. I think this will be a good time.
All right. So, new day. Thursdays, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern. And we'll go from there. All right, y'all, just remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, begin with open heart, but make sure you're forgiving yourself first. And the biggest, best thing, learn to laugh at yourself, because you can laugh at yourself, man, everything else is just groovy. Trust me on that. All right, so without any further ado, we're going to get up out of here. Once again, thank you for hanging out with me. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, my co-host, P. Ross. Y'all, man, and we'll take y'all out of here with some Andy Grammer, Keep Your Head Up. Yeah, nice little song. We out of here, man. Have a good week. Later.
Can't deny it, getting higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me realize this is just a journey. Drop your worries. You are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine. Oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up. Oh. Kicking these rocks, it's kinda hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, thoughts get tangled. I start to compromise my life and my purpose. Is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey, you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey, I know it's hard, no, it's hard to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey, only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a circle. Circling around again, it comes around again. I said only rainbows after rain. The sun will always come again, and it's a circle. Circling around again, it comes around. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, no, it's hard.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.